Nolte, Government-Run Schools Losing Pupils and Big Money. By John Nolte on May 2, 2022. America's public school system, an institution destroyed by sexual predators, cronyism, incompetence, and corrupt unions, is losing students and the big dollars that come with those students. Except in Florida. Gee, I wonder why Florida is the exception, asked no one ever with even half a brain. The numbers are, according to the far-left Associated Press, quite stunning. According to me, the numbers are both stunning and inspiring. But, then, unlike the teachers' unions, I actually care about protecting and educating children, something the public schools no longer do. Here are the relevant pull quotes from the AP piece. A school system in suburban Kansas City is eliminating over 100 jobs, including kindergarten aides and library clerks. Oakland, California, is closing 7 schools. In Olathe, Kansas, where the school system is cutting 140 jobs. In Houston, the largest district in Texas, enrollment tumbled by more than 22,000 to around 183,000 in fall 2021, and only about half of those students have returned. In California, which announced this month that enrollment had fallen by an additional 110,283 students. Since the pandemic began, the Minneapolis Public Schools System District has lost more than 4,000 students, along with the state funding they generate. In Iowa, the Des Moines District lost 1,600 students, canceled the conference, sold the building, and isn't replacing some retiring teachers as it cuts $9.4 million in spending for the upcoming school year. What's happened, the AP admits, is that during the anti-science lockdowns, a lot of parents discovered the joys of private schools and homeschooling and never looked back. And why would they? As soon as the lockdowns ended, the public schools decided to jump out of the closet and announce their intent to sexually groom little kids using child and adult porn. Additionally, I would add that the Democrat-run cities are losing students as decent parents flee those increasingly crime-ridden dumps with their insane housing costs, taxes, regulations, and fascist policies that regulate everything from smoking to soda size to what kind of grocery bag you use. All while the nastiest and most destructive sexual sins are normalized and foisted on small children. But then there's Florida. Amid the upheaval, some states have gained students. Florida was among the leaders, according to the data tracking site Burbio. And some districts' headcounts benefited from new families, including some who moved to less costly areas as work went virtual. Well, of course Florida is thriving. Florida didn't allow the corrupt teachers' union to shut down the school so the teachers could run off to Cabo. Florida also put a stop to all the sick gay porn and grooming in its public schools. Florida did what the government is supposed to do: protect the parents' rights to decide how their kids will be educated. If the GOP ever wakes up, it will make school choice the 21st century civil rights movement. But that must be more than lip service. There are good public schools. There are good public school teachers. I know that. But overall, the public school system is a breeding ground of failure in sexual grooming and sexual abuse and left-wing propaganda. Nothing would be better for America's children, especially in the urban areas, than if the whole system was sent to hell, which is where it belongs.